It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up, Extreme Barn Makeover. We'll hear from a guy who hosts concerts by some of the Midwest's best musicians in his barn.
First, there's been a lot of talk in recent weeks about the possibility of a new basketball stadium for the Milwaukee Bucks and whether or not public funding should be involved. But our next guest says we're missing a big point. Public parks and outdoor athletic facilities in Milwaukee County are in bad shape.
In a recent op-ed, she says that if we're going to use tax dollars to build a new arena for professional athletes, we should also build great play spaces for kids.
Joining us now is Jennifer O'Hare. She's the chairperson of the Common Ground Fair Play Team. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So Jennifer, you're taking the position that this money in the neighborhood of $150 million that's being considered to build a new arena for the Milwaukee Bucks could maybe better be spent for to benefit a wider group of people to use it on things like public athletic facilities, public parks. Where do you see the discrepancy here going on?
Well, actually, what we're saying is that if public money is spent on a new facility for the Bucks, that we should also invest in the public athletic facilities that our kids and our communities are using.
And what do you think is the best case to be made for that?
Well, I think that our position really speaks for itself. It's so strong. People can see the connection, the parallel investment, that if we're investing in professional athletes, we should also be investing in our young, aspiring athletes and people who are out there just enjoying recreation and athletics for the fun of it.
Now, you yourself,
and I think people can see the justice part of it, too, that if we're going to use tax dollars, those tax dollars come from everyone. And so there should be a nice broad benefit, not just benefiting a few.
And you've taken a tour of some of the facilities for your child's high school, for instance, that's coming up. And Common Ground has taken a look at the state of facilities in Milwaukee County. What have you seen?
We were surprised to see the terrible state that the facilities are in. In the editorial, I explain how when I went to visit my daughter's probable future high school, I was shocked by how terrible the facilities were. They have a practice area for their soccer team there. And it's, first of all, it's not even the size of half a field that you would find high schoolers normally playing on. And then it's on the side of a hill, which if you're playing soccer, that just doesn't make any sense. But as you get even closer and look at the field, you can see that it's just, it's a mess. It's full of holes and bumps, and it's really a hazard for kids out there running on this field. They're going to be twisting ankles and hurting themselves.
So if this arena goes ahead, but there are no tax dollars used to build it, what is Milwaukee, what is the obligation then?
If the arena goes ahead and it's built with private money, I think that would be a great thing. We would look for other ways to invest in our kids' athletic facilities because this need doesn't go away.
And how would you go about doing that, do you think? Do you think you've drawn enough attention to this issue now that it will be more possible to raise money for this?
Yeah, I think we have had a lot of success in drawing attention to this issue. It's something that a lot of people care about. There are a lot of people out there already using these facilities despite their poor condition. So it's not a case of if you build it, they will come. People are already out there using these facilities now. And I think that the work we've done so far really lays the groundwork for us to find another way to get funding for these facilities if it doesn't happen through the arena deal.
Now, one of the things that you sort of took issue with was that in other opinions expressed about the building of the stadium, you thought it was a little bit dismissive, the idea that maybe we should be looking at other ways to include different uses with the money and other needs in Milwaukee County. Do you think that the issue you're talking about here, public recreation areas, has it been overlooked?
Well, there have been so many budget cuts over numerous years to our public schools as well as to our county parks. And we certainly don't fault the school districts in Milwaukee County or the park district. They're doing the best they can with really limited resources. And we really see that as the problem, that the resources have been so limited that they haven't been able to take care of the capital needs and even the maintenance and operating needs to maintain these facilities.
And some people have suggested that maybe public money would be better spent investing in the city schools' academics, trying to boost test scores, for instance. What do you say to that?
Well, we absolutely agree that academics are important, but we also think that play is important. And I think any parent or anyone who spends time around kids knows that intuitively. And there's research out there to support that, that kids who have more physical activity in their day are better able to focus and learn. And there's a correlation between high schools that have quality, successful athletic programs and higher test scores and higher graduation rates.
And what about just quality of life issues for kids and for families and communities? What do you think having these maybe renewed public spaces would do for the community?
Oh, I think it would be fabulous for communities because having a great public recreation space in your community is a gathering space. It's a place for people to come together and connect. They can perhaps come together and meet and walk around the track, or perhaps they meet there on Sunday afternoons for a pickup game of soccer, or maybe they're coming together as a community to watch their kids play sports, something that perhaps they haven't been able to do in the past because their kids had to have their games halfway across town and not everybody could get transportation there. I think it really could help to revitalize our communities and give people something that they can feel proud of. It can foster healthier lifestyles.
And in general, is your stance not so much, you know, the Buck Stadium versus the needs of the community, but the Buck Stadium and also the needs of the community?
Exactly. So we're saying, you know, if we're going to use our public money for the arena, that we should also invest more broadly throughout the county in these public recreation facilities that our kids and our community members are using.
Well, so you have this op-ed, this opinion piece in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today. Based on the reaction that you've been getting so far from this and other things, how realistic do you think it is that Milwaukee could possibly invest more into outdoor recreation spaces?
I think it's very realistic. I am a volunteer, and I would not be putting in this much time and energy on this project if I didn't think we had a good chance of success. Common Ground, the organization that is that Fair Play is a part of, is very careful about what they get involved in. We do a lot of research in advance so that we feel confident we're taking on something where we can succeed. And we have a track record of doing that. We've been rehabbing homes in Sherman Park. We recently started a cooperative healthcare cooperative for people who are trying to get affordable healthcare. And I would also point to our sister organization in Washington, D.C., who ran a similar campaign when the Washington Nationals wanted a new stadium there. They were able to get money from that in order to build stadiums and libraries for kids throughout the city. And we have certainly learned from their experience. So I feel very confident that we can get money for our kids.
Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
We've been speaking to Jennifer O'Hare, chairperson of the Common Ground Fair Play team.